presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, we left Jungle Jim and Hawkins deep in the jungle, well on their way toward the northern part of Upper Burma, where they hoped to find Hawkins' shell-shocked son. As evening approached, they made camp, and shortly afterward, someone whom Jungle Jim believed to be a native under the orders of the Tiger Claw set fire to their supply tent in an attempt to stop their expedition. Meanwhile, back in Mandalay, Bhutan, the Indian prince and secret head of the Society of the Tiger Claw, took off by plane on the trail of Jungle Jim and Hawkins after a vain effort on the part of the nurse, Myra Trent, to prevent him from leaving. Other sharp eyes also watched Bhutan as his plane left the airport. They were those of Shanghai Lil, Secret Service operative now working for the British government. Shanghai Lil reported Bhutan's departure to her new superior, Colonel R.D.H. Scott, and was ordered to follow Bhutan by plane at once. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Peter Hawkins are resting deep in the heart of the jungle.
You know, Jim, You laugh at me for wanting to stop for a drop of tea, but you've got to admit it's restful.
Yes, Peter, you're probably right. But I'm anxious to get into the heart of Upper Burma. We know that someone is trying to stop us, and so the sooner we get there, the better.
You forget that it's me Ronnie we're after. And anyway, we've long since lost those that was trying to stop us. They're probably back in Mandalay wondering where we've got to.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Peter. You forget that someone set fire to our supply camp. No, we've got to face the fact that Bhutan, or whoever our enemy is, knows that we're in the jungle.
Yes. I'd give plenty to know what Bhutan's game is. What difference does it make to him if we go to Upper Burma and look for Ronnie?
If we knew the answer to that question, Peter, we'd have the key to the whole riddle. All we know is that someone is trying to stop us. There's something going on that Bhutan doesn't want us to find out.
Well, it's all a mystery to me. I'll be wondering, you don't think it's something that Ronnie has mixed up with, do you?
No. I doubt that, Peter. Yeah. If that were true, Myra Trent would have heard something about it.
Right, you are.
Now, if Ronnie's there, and I hope that he is, the only reason they're trying to prevent us from penetrating that part of the jungle is because they're afraid we'll find out something.
Well, I hope you're right, Jim. I wonder how Miss Trent's coming out back in Mandalay, and whether them beggars has threatened her or have been bothering her again.
Well, I hope not. She's a fine girl. If I were only sure that she could take care of herself as well as Shanghai Lil could, I wouldn't worry.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd like to know where Shanghai Lil is right now.
Well, we left her in Shanghai, and she's probably there yet.
I wonder. Lil wanted to come to Mandalay, Peter. And when she gets an idea, it's hard to talk her out of it. She was pretty mad when she stormed out of my room just before we left China.
Blimey, what was that?
Down, Peter. Blimey, your stomach.
Look, Jim. A knife.
Peter.
Stick it in that tree right over your head.
Peter, that knife was meant for one of us.
Jim, look. There's a piece of paper tied round the handle of it. See it quivering there in that tree trunk?
You're right, Peter. Keep down flat on your face.
Right.
Maybe a plan to get us out in the open. I'm going to crawl over there and try to get it.
Now, be careful.
I think I can reach it without exposing myself.
Careful. I got it. What? The message? Wait.
Oh, say. Listen to this.
What?
Turn back. Huh? This is our last warning. And look. Look at this mark here, Peter.
Crikey, Jim. It looks like the footprint of a big cat's paw.
You're right, Peter. It's the print of the tiger's claw.
Jim, it ain't fair. You oughtn't to get mixed up in this on my account any further.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Then maybe we better turn back. I'll find a way to get into Upper Burma myself. We don't know what we're facing. Or why they're trying to stop us.
Well, I'm not stopping now, Peter. We may not know why Bhutan and his gang are trying to stop us, but I've got some ideas, and I'm going to find out. Kolo!
Yes, it was, Jim.
Get ready to break camp. We're leaving at once.
Meanwhile, high over the green forest of Burma, the airplane bearing Bhutan and his servant flies deeper and deeper into the northern jungle.
We have come far without sighting the Bradley Sahib, Safar, eh?
Yes, master.
Bradley Sahib must be stopped. We must call on the jungle tribe to protect the society of the Tiger's Claw.
Master, that will be easy. Many white men have disappeared in the jungle.
Jungle Jim Bradley and his friend will also disappear. No one must know why we hold the young Englishman.
Perhaps our men in jungle have already stopped Bradley, Tom. A knife, perhaps.
We cannot take chances. If they are alive and in the jungle, they must be stopped. Jungle Jim has disappeared once too often. Our men may not have found him. We will stop at next village and send men back to make sure.
Yes, master.
It is good that Bradley's Sahib has come into the jungle. This time we make sure. This time he has played into our hands. It is easy to dispose of enemies in the jungle.
True, master. See, there is village.
Good. Good. We will land and talk to the headman. He will do as we say. There is place to land?
Yes, master. Where?
Go down at once. Jungle Jim Safari must be far behind us. We will stop here and wait until he is no longer dangerous. Down. We have come far enough.
Back in Mandalay, Shanghai Lil prepares to follow Bhutan into the jungle. As her plane is being warmed up for its long flight to Upper Burma, Myra Trent enters the airport.
Driver, wait here for me.
Yes, Miss Tom.
Boy! Boy! Wait!
Ma'am, Tom, wish to speak with me?
That's right. Do you work here at the airport?
Yes, ma'am, sir. I am petrol boy.
Does that mean that you put petrol into all planes that leave here?
If they wish, ma'am, sir.
Then perhaps you can tell me about a plane that left here yesterday, headed for Upper Burma.
Do not know where plane go, ma'am, sir. I am petrol boy.
But you must know if such a plane left here. It's a long flight to Upper Burma. The plane would require a great many gallons of petrol.
So very sorry, ma'am, sir. Many plane leave yesterday.
Oh, but surely you must remember if there was one that needed that many gallons of petrol. One headed into the northwest.
So sorry, ma'am, sir. It is better not to ask where planes go. Oh,
but I'm looking for a friend. Have you ever heard of a man named Bhutan?
Bhutan? Friend of master?
What? Yes. Yes, tell me. Has he left?
If you, friend, it would be best that you not be seen by those who pursue master.
Do you mean that there's someone here now who's pursuing Bhutan? Quick, point him out to me.
A plane that is about to leave, go into land of Tiger's Claw. It will never come back. Oh. Must go now, Mem Sahib.
Wait.
You must go, Mem Sahib. See, plane leave. If you do not go, you will be questioned.
Oh. Quick, you must stop them. Stop. Stop.
Mem Sahib, come back. You will be killed.
Oh, but I must stop that plane. Stop. Stop.
Mem Sahib, no run. Come back.
I do.
I'm afraid that you're too late, young lady. You're probably also mistaken. That plane belongs to the British government.
Oh, if I could only have talked to them before they left.
Perhaps you would like to give me your message. I am Colonel Scott. The plane that has just left is under my orders.
You are Colonel Scott?
Right. At your service.
I'm Myra Trent. I telephoned you the other day, remember?
No, of course, of course. It was about your countryman, Jungle Jim Bradley.
Yes.
I believe that you reported that he was being threatened by a man named Bhutan.
Oh, Colonel Scott, can't you do something? I just found out that Bhutan has already left Mandalay and that he's following Jungle Jim Bradley.
My department has information to that effect.
Oh, but you don't understand. Bhutan is powerful in India and...
I am well aware of all the facts in the case, Miss Trent. I'm sure that there's no need for you to worry. The plane that has just left carries a representative of my office.
But it will never reach its destination, Colonel Scott. I've just been told that it would never return.
I'm afraid that you've been misinformed. That plane belongs to the Royal Air Force.
But
it's in the hands of a trusted native pilot.
You must believe me. Colonel Scott, look. Is that big black plane over there also under your orders?
No. That's a native plane, Miss Trent.
What? Donald, look. It's headed directly for us.
What a chase, don't you? That pilot must be crazy.
Look out, we'll be hit.
Drop flat on the ground.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm all right. Someone will hear about this. That was a deliberate attempt to run us down.
Back in the jungle, the caravan of Jungle Jim and Hawkins winds its way deeper and deeper into the Burmese tangle. Suddenly, they come to a clearing, and Jim calls a halt.
Kalu.
Yes, this one, Jim.
We'll stop for a while.
Yes, this one. Halt! Stop safari!
Come on, Peter. Let's get off this elephant.
I say, Gavin. Figure to do any good to make some inquiries in that village, Ed?
Just what I intended to do. Well, say, who's this coming?
Blimey, they're savages.
Yeah, and unless I'm wrong, that's the head man of the village leading them. Come on, Peter, let's go to meet them.
Well, I hope the blighters are more friendly than they look.
Oh, they probably are, although they're pretty well armed. I hope we can get some information.
Jim.
Hmm?
Look at that old blighter in the lead.
Yeah, I wonder what he wants.
He's on top.
He thinks we're enemies.
We have been warned of your coming. Go, Tub, leave us in peace.
What'll we do, Jim?
I'll handle him. How dare you speak to Tub in this fashion? We come in peace.
Forgive, Tub, but we cannot let you enter.
Why not?
This would mean death to everyone, Tub. Go.
Bloody, the old blighter's scared to death.
Now, be quiet, Peter. What do you mean? I don't understand.
Please, Sab. I wish to be friend. But it's forbidden.
Forbidden?
Go, Sab.
Forbidden? By whom?
I pray you, Sab. Go. Go, leave us in peace.
Who has given you this order?
The tiger's claw, Sab. To disobey means death.
Again, the awful death shadow of the Society of the Tiger's Claw hovers over the trail which Jungle Jim now follows. The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father. There's the antics of Skippy. And the laughable adventures of Barney Google. Also the problems of Toots and Casper. The adventures of Flash Gordon. And many, many others. See all these characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date. Next week, same time, same station. For a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.